State Representative Steve Nass of Whitewater is accusing Abrahamson's campaign of violating ethical and possibly legal campaign rules for using the UW-Madison Law School website to recruit volunteers for her re-election campaign. Nass says the posting violates campaign rules.
Can you imagine if I, as a state representative, used my website, my public website, to seek campaign workers to do fundraising, phone solicitations, canvassing? The public would be outraged. Probably the accountability board would be coming right down my throat, and I would be in serious trouble. It's simply wrong.
But a law school spokeswoman says the decision to recruit campaign volunteers for Abrahamson was vetted through the UW legal office and given the green light. Jane Hyman says the law school would publicize similar opportunities for conservative causes in its online newsletter, where the Abrahamson announcement appeared.
If a conservative organization is looking for law students to work for the summer at the Heritage Foundation, we would definitely either put it in our job bank or include it in the newsletter, depending on when it came in and who it was directed at. We don't have any axe to grind.
Calls to the office of Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson's re-election campaign office were not returned. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.